Welcome to the Triple Double Podcast.
We're going to talk about confidence, but I'm going to tackle the questions that you have put forward or the answers that you have put forward. So putting in the work, but not getting the result, you're scared to fail. So there's a fear of failure. You think other people are better than you, or when you don't think that you can do it, or when you make simple mistakes continuously, right? So that's what we'll focus on. Do you believe that when you put in the work, the results are going to come? After some time, you do. All right. So if you believe that the results are going to come, then why do we worry, or why are we scared, or why are we scared to fail, or why are we not confident when we know that the results will come? Because they haven't come yet. All right. Why is Omar going to school? To get an education, to get a living. Have you gotten the living yet? No, but you're still going to school, eh? Can you see how this is filtering into different aspects of life? So, I remember speaking to you and saying, we need to start learning to enjoy the process, learning to enjoy the season that we are in, and not look at the next season and be like, you know what, I would love to be in that season. I would love to be working now. I would love to be getting this. I would love to be getting this. Because one thing the world has gotten rid is delayed gratification. In this world we're in now, there's no longer delayed gratification. Like, people want the gratification. They want instant gratification all the time. They want instant gratification. So it's, mom, dad, I want a PS4. I want it today. Mom, dad, I want a car. I want it today. We no longer want to get it 4 years down the line. We no longer want to get it 5 years down the line. So if you're getting frustrated because you're putting in the work and not seeing the results, maybe we should go on a goal system now and set really good goals for yourself whereby you don't get frustrated by those goals. So for Neville, for example, I said I'll get my degree at 25 years old. 23 and 24 years old, eroded just like that, gone. And I look back, it frustrates me to this day. It frustrates me so much that I said by 25 years old, I would have graduated, but I haven't. So I'm looking at that and it's frustrating me every single day. But one thing I know is that I'm putting in the work, so the results are going to come. Why? I'm putting in the work. So I have said, okay, you know what? Now I'm not even going to put a goal anymore. I'm not even going to put a date on it. I'm just going to start working as hard as I can. I'm not even going to look at the date. Best believe there is a date, all right? August 2022, Neville should be graduating. There is a date, but I'm not even looking at the date now. I'm like, I'm going to grind. I'm going to work as hard as I can now. And naturally, by the end of all this work that I'm going to put in over the next year, I believe that the results would have come. Why? Because I'm putting in the work. If I put in the work and the results don't come, then something was wrong with the work that I was putting in. I was not focusing on the right work. Was I doing the work that's needed? So it's like, for me, at 25 years old, I haven't graduated. I'm going to look back and be like, okay, were you putting in the right work? What is the right work for you to graduate, Neville? It's going to school every single day and making sure you're doing your assignments, your tests, your exams. So my question now, Neville, to you is, 2020, did you go to school only for a period of about 3 months. That's when you went to school, okay? You got something from that, didn't you? Yes, you did. Did you go again? No. Yes, there might be other circumstances that are surrounding why you were not going, but that's not an excuse, all right? 2021, Neville, have you gone to school yet? No. So, are you putting in the right work? I am not putting in the right work. So, I need to face those facts, face those fears right in the face and be like, you're not putting in the right work. So, okay, what do I need to do now? I need to start going to school. So, in August, I will be starting going to school. And if I go to school in August, then I'm now putting in the right work. I'm doing what's required to graduate. So, my question to answer Omar now would be, are you putting in the right work? What kind of work are you saying you're putting in? And what are the goals that you have? It takes time. Like, think about a diamond. They put them in the fire. And now your value or your worth is much more than when you haven't gone through that pressure. Diamonds that African countries get and they don't polish them, they don't cut them, and they just sell them. They sell for good money, but in the bigger world, they sell for peanuts. That's what they sell for. All right? But it's still good money, but it's not yet the best. But if you're able to polish, cut those diamonds, they become even more worthy. Their price goes even higher. So you need to go under more pressure. If you want to be a diamond, you're going to be doing that fitness program. Even though you don't want to, even though you don't feel like it, you're going to be doing it. You might not have enough space to do everything at home. So the things you can't do, don't do. It's fine. But the things you can do, do it. I think I told you on Thursday. So this is what Neville does. If I do the first mistake, then I'm like, okay, Neville, we're still in it. We're still in it. We still got it. Second mistake. Okay, Neville, this is running away from us. Third mistake. Okay, Neville, you know what? We're having a bad day today. So stop the ball and pass the ball. Stop the ball and pass the ball. When you feel, okay, now my confidence is rising again, then you can start running with the ball. Do the simple stuff so that you don't do any mistakes. So that's how I work. I tell myself, I admit to myself, you know what? Today is actually a bad day. It's a bad day. It's fine. But I'm not going to let 2-3 mistakes ruin my entire day. It's fine. It's a bad day. I know it's going to be a bad day, so stop telling me it's going to be a bad day, all right? And then from there, I tell myself, all right, now do the basic stuff. Pass the ball, receive, pass, receive, pass. Neville, the day's getting better, ne? The day's getting better. As the day's getting better, then I start dribbling, then I start running with the ball. But I'm not going to run with the ball if I can't pass the ball. So that's how I gauge where my day is or how I'm playing on that day. Are my basics going well or are my basics not going well? If they're going well, I dribble from the first minute of the game. There are times when I've dribbled. So I will testify. I was playing against All Boys and it was Saints against All Boys. And then Trev did not say like, you're center back, you're right back, you're left back, you're center back, all right? So he just said, yeah, you guys are playing in the back, and I usually played center back. And then, so I went off the field, came back on the field, and the guys had decided on their positions, and then they're like, Neville, you're playing right back. I'm like, okay, I'm playing right back, it's fine. As the game started, the ball was played to me on the right, I picked it up and dribbled everyone. And went and took a shot at the goalkeeper. And the keeper just saved it with his helmet. It was like, I can't say I was mad, but it was a place where I was like, wait a minute, I always play center back. You guys just put me at right back for what? Okay, I'll show you what I can do at right back. So I dribbled the entire team in the first minute. And when I came back to my position, Trev was like, Neville, go back to center back, please. Like right away. He was like, you know what? I don't want to see this guy doing that again because it could be dangerous for us. But that's sometimes when people think, you know what? This guy, I can't do it. Then I'm like, I'm going to show you guys I can take on an entire team. I don't need an invitation. All right? And sometimes you can get into the game just because you're feeling motivated. And sometimes you can't get into the game. And it's also fine. All right? And then we look at when I don't think I can do it. Why do you feel, you know what, sometimes I can't do it. Do you doubt your skills? Do you doubt? Or do people make you doubt? Because sometimes our insecurities come from thinking about what someone else is thinking and not what they're actually saying. So we think so much. I do that sometimes as well. I think so much that, you know what, maybe Yana is angry with me today. And Yana hasn't even said a word. And then Yana's like, hello, Neville, how are you? I'm like, I'm good. I thought she was angry with me. Well, you thought. Like, it was all in your mind. It was not actually said. So, remember last week when I said that I think I'm one of the best hockey players in Namibia? Like, I truly believe that. Like, to tell the truth, I think maybe some players in South Africa are like better than me, but like even in South Africa itself, in terms of confidence, if I work out, if I'm on point, if I'm fit, to tell the truth, no one can come close. And as I'm saying this, you're probably like, Neville, get out of here, you know? But that's the confidence you need when you're going to play against somebody. You need to tell yourself, you know what? Yes, they are good players. Yes, they play well. But I'm not going to look down on myself just because they are good players. I'm also a hockey player just as they are hockey players. So what am I going to do? I'm going to step it up. I'm going to play as hard as I can all the time. When I get onto the pitch, I'm not playing against Yana or Omar or Armin or Anthea. I'm playing against hockey players. So even if you are the best hockey player, well done. That's really good for you. But I'm not playing against that. I'm playing against you. So I'm going to just look at the person and be like, all right, that's a hockey player. I'm a hockey player too. Even if my skill is really bad, I'm just like, we have the same title. So it's like the president of America looking down at the president of Africa. You can't really compare. You're both presidents. Go out there. The way you lead your country. And the Tanzanian president got his country when it was in the rubble. And he literally picked it up to a place where it's so valuable now. Or it was becoming valuable. Tell yourself. The way you speak to yourself. So you need to tell yourself, I'm amazing. I can do it. Daniel Mayer is a great example of that. When she gets onto the pitch, she doesn't respect nobody. She doesn't care who you are. She gets onto that pitch and she's like, I am an A-star here. And she plays like one. So, Yana, if you go onto that pitch, Omar, if you go onto that pitch and you start telling yourself, I'm an A-star, I can do it, I can play well, I can dribble all you guys. You might not dribble them that well, but if you keep believing in it, you're going to become even better and better and better and better. So you need to start first putting a foot forward and telling yourself, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. Then you will be able to do it. But if you tell yourself, I can't do it, you're not going to be able to do it. Guaranteed. All right. And then on the next one, we have fear of failure. This is the last one. Fear of failure. So I remember when I was in grade 11, well, grade 12, because in Zimbabwe we finished grade 13, so grade 12. And this seniors in the team, always, always, they would beat you up if you do not stop the ball. They would beat you up if you do not pass the ball well. So if you were playing badly, the chances of you getting whacked were very, very high. So I was scared of being hit. Like, I'm going to tell the truth. You know what? I was scared of getting hit. Yes, I was like a tough person, but I did not enjoy just getting hit for not stopping the ball or for dribbling too much. So I got the ball the entire season. Got the ball, passed the ball, got the ball, passed the ball, got the ball, passed the ball, got the ball, passed the ball. And at the end of the season, we were not part of the Super 12. So the top 12 teams in the country, we were not part of that. We were like number 14. We played against our seniors. I played against the grade 13s. And I dribbled them. I dribbled all the guys. And then they're like, why were you not playing like this from the start? And then I was like, I was actually scared of you guys. I didn't know what you guys were going to do to me, but I was scared to actually play. So there was a fear of failure, big time. There was a huge fear of failure. And then I looked at it and I was like, okay, the following year, no, not even the following year, the last game of the season, we went out and played the team that was in the top three. As we were playing that team, I was playing against those guys and I was dribbling, I was passing. I scored one and I created two. We won the game 4-0 against the top three team. But it's just never came to life for the first time. And I was like, I'm going for it. All right. And it was so awesome to play against those people and dominate. But I'm actually in a place where I feel bad because I did not play well from the start of the season because I was scared of something. All right. Maybe the fear was real. Like you'd get clubbed. Like it was real. You'd get clubbed. But you guys are not going to get clubbed. So why are you guys fearing? You know? Why? You should not fear at all. There's no getting clubbed. Maybe people will shout at you. And if they shout at you, you are also a child. They are also a child. So if they shout, shout at them back. When they shout, hey! And then you're like, hey, what are you doing? You know? Like, just look at them and be like, hey, what are you guys doing? So it's fine. Don't stress about that. What if it's a coach? All right, if it's a coach, that's a hard one. But after the game, go and speak to the coach and ask, sorry, coach, what was I supposed to do when you shouted at me there? What was I supposed to do? What was I supposed to do? And when you do that more and more and more and more, the coach is going to be like, okay, you know what? Maybe this person knows what they're doing. Maybe I shouldn't actually shout at them. Maybe I should tell them what to do. And you go and ask, you're like, okay, coach, so what am I supposed to do in this scenario? What am I supposed to do in this scenario? And then as you ask more, you become even better. And your relationship with the coach is closer. So the coach will be comfortable coming to tell you the truth. Because sometimes as coaches, we're actually scared to come and tell you the truth. Because we could break your feelings and break your hearts. And then you guys are like, the coach shouted at me. The coach said I'm not good enough. But if you have that open relationship with the coach, then it's easier for the coach to tell you, hey, you're not playing well. This is what you're doing wrong. This is what you're doing wrong. This is what you're doing wrong. Here you're doing this right. You're doing this right. And you're in a better position. One more story about Neville's confidence. So one parent came and asked me and said, Neville, how can I get my child to be more confident? And I said, I think for me personally, this is what I did. The first time I became confident, I went and drank alcohol. So disclaimer, I'm not telling you guys to go and drink alcohol. All right. Disclaimer. All right. So this is what I say to the parent. The parent looked at me. She's like, but I only have a 12-year-old son. Like, how can I get my child who's 12 years old, like, to drink alcohol to become confident? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to start thinking at how I can make other people confident. But the story that got me to become confident is this. I was playing a game and we played the first game and we did not do so well. And then during lunch, we went and bought food and some alcohol. Okay, guys, this was when I was 19, 20 years old, all right? Disclaimer again, 19, 20 years old, all right? So we went and bought some alcohol, and then we came there. And I played whilst I was a little bit tipsy, all right? And I scored a flipping amazing goal that even I was like, sure, did I hit that? Like, that was, it was like top corner, top left. It was so good. And everyone was like, whoa. And then I was like, yeah, I'm a good player. And then when I came off the pitch, I realized it was because of the alcohol that I felt upbeat. I was able to do anything. I could fly. I was Superman. Oh, well, I believed I was. Maybe I was not, but I believed I was. All right. So when I realized that alcohol could do that for me, I actually started using it to play. I would get tipsy before the game. When I get onto the pitch, I would destroy people on the pitch. Like, I would play so well. And then slowly I stopped using it, and I was now confident. Because I could now do the same thing without the alcohol, because it was a mindset and not the alcohol. I would tell myself it's because of the alcohol to use it as an excuse, but it was actually a mindset of saying, I can do anything. I might fail and it's fine, but I can do anything. And to this day, I don't play with alcohol. I don't play after drinking alcohol or something like that. But I'm so confident because confidence is a mindset that you have in your head. You have to believe you can do it. If you doubt your abilities, you're not going to be able to do it.
If you're an athlete, student or coach, and need help with boosting your confidence, staying disciplined, or building up your coaching philosophy, join the Scout Center Evaluation Program, and we'll help you to see your strengths and blind spots, and move you from a 4 to a 6 in no time. Like our Facebook and Instagram pages, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Leave a review if you enjoy the podcast. Remember, you are born to stand out and not fit in.